Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the Easter weekend edition of the Grilling Guys, and spring is in the air. And every time that I think of spring, I get a little juiced up on what can we get out on the grill and do something different and get excited about it. And Barbecue Bob said, hey, you know what? Why don't we talk about some fish on the Barbie this week? So I said, you know what? That's probably not a bad idea. So I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What you thinking about cooking on the Barbie?
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us. Don't forget to go to our website, thegrillingguys.com, and you can get all these recipes we spew out, at least most of them we try and post. And you can also click on it for a podcast. Top right corner, there's a set of earmuffs. We'll send it right to your device in case you don't get a chance to listen to us on the weekend. So we get a lot of people more and more podcasting it, and especially with the Gen Xers, podcasts are huge. I know my boys podcast a ton of stuff. So
you can listen when you want, right?
Yeah, like while you're working out or whatever, you can just get a little education. Or in our case, misinformation.
All depends how you look at it. Right?
Sunday, Olivia brought her new friend over, and he's a young lad from Olivet College.
Okay.
And he grew up in Charlotte, your hometown.
Chartuckian. Yeah. You know she's got quality there, baby.
Nice kid. Football player for Olivet, and nice kid. So I whipped up some spaghetti, and did some scallops on the grill on the half shell. And
so explain that to me, because only scallops I've ever done is they come, they're either fresh or frozen, but they're round, like about the size of a golf ball and maybe a half inch thick, right?
Yeah. So most of you have seen scallops served in a restaurant, because most people don't cook them at home because they don't think of it, probably. And the supply of fresh scallops isn't always great. And when you see the frozen ones, it just looks like, you know, little pucks frozen. They don't look great. I don't know. There's not a big turn on there to looking at them frozen, but you can buy them frozen. You can buy them frozen on the half shell, which is what I have. And I have a bunch of them. I love scallops, and I'm kind of like the only person in my house that seems to eat them, because there's only three of us now. But Maureen actually ate one Sunday, and she kind of liked it. But, you know, nowadays people say, oh, it's the texture. I don't know. Texture, right. That bothers me when people say the texture of something. That never used to be a thing.
So a couple observations about scallops, and I'm no expert, but sometimes they're gritty, right?
Yeah.
And that's in the cleaning and the preparation on the front end, right? Yeah. And that is that
you mentioned
ocean
that
sand,
a lot, but I've really never encountered that. I've done a lot of scallops, and I think you had somebody did that to you when you were a kid,
right.
And it scarred you.
It wasn't. This happens at a restaurant, you know.
I think you must have dropped them a lot.
And again, I don't eat them every day by any means. It's maybe once a year.
Yes,
they are tasty.
When
they're
succulent.
You eat
them on the beach, they are sand.
They're right. Yeah, they're succulent. Right. I mean, they're very rich. And so, talk about how you cook them, because I don't think this is something that the common griller is going to try to attack.
Well, that's why I'm promoting it, because I think if you want something really cool for a presentation, a scallop on the half shell is awesome. And you're a big guy on presentation.
Right.
When you get this pretty little shell and you get to, you know, I thawed them, I rinsed them, because there's always debris in any shellfish. So I'll agree with you there, especially oysters you got to be careful of, because you get a lot of that grit there. But so I rinsed them off just to freshen them up. And if they're frozen, you might notice the corners are burnt a little bit from the freezer or whatever. You just trim off any little weird white spots. And
they're like opaque, right? They're almost translucent when they're raw.
Yeah, they're kind of a dull white.
Yeah.
And so I melted some butter, and I put some fresh garlic in it, and I chopped up some cilantro and cut up some lime wedges, and basically drizzled this garlic butter on them. I sprinkled some nice little amounts of cilantro on them. You could probably use parsley too. And then I threw them on the grill on a high heat for like 10 minutes.
With the lid open or closed?
Closed.
Okay, because you want to get that convective heat.
You don't want to leave them on too long. Right. It might be 5 to 6 minutes even if your grill's hotter. But
and how did you know when they were done?
Just looking at them.
Okay.
You can eat them raw.
Right.
But
if you overcook them, they get rubbery.
They do.
Right.
And they shrink.
Right.
So what you don't want to do is overcook them. And a couple of them were overcooked, I could tell. Because they're kind of attached to the shell, so you want to be able to pop them off the shell easy. If you're having trouble getting them off the shell, you overcooked it.
Okay.
But, you know, if you buy a case of them and just try a couple before you serve your friends, that's a good idea always.
Always a good idea right there is, yeah, make a test run before you're trying to impress
them. And get your
them.
Priorities right. Don't be hanging trim when you're doing it. So I kept a little bit of this butter, and I drizzled a little more butter on them before I served them, because when you're taking them on and off the grill, the butter splashes out, and it's nice to have a little fresh butter. And then I squirted a little lime on them and hit them with a little touch of sea salt, and they were not only fantastic to eat, but bringing this big tray of scallops out was like, the kid was impressed. He's like, wow, I have never had these.
I'm telling you, we do
this every day.
We don't, you know, Shartucky and scallops are miles apart, dude. That's not
probably about 1,000.
Yeah, that's not normal mid-Michigan fare. I can tell you that.
This
right
ain't
now.
Catfish.
Yeah. You got a bluegill, which we'll talk about later in the show.
He does.
We'll cook a bluegill with you all day long.
He does like the gizzards, though.
Yeah, right. That's just north of Charlotte, a little town called Potterville.
That's where he lives.
Right, is it? Yeah, Gizzard City, USA.
Yeah, so yeah. Anyway, try some grilled scallops on the half shell. It's really simple, totally simple. Another thing that we like to get in restaurants, but we don't tend to do at home, is seared ahi tuna or any type of tuna. So if you get a nice tuna steak, it's really simple. You just you marinate them in a little bath, and I'll post this. It might already be with some soy sauce, oil, salt, pepper. I like a little cayenne. Most people don't mind that. For fish, it's good. And so you marinate them about maybe 6 hours at the most.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it overnight because you want to taste the tuna. And then you heat up your grill. I'd say to like a medium. And some people like putting sesame seed on the outside and different things. That's okay if that's what you want. But basically, you're going to want to sear that thing for just a couple minutes on 3 or 4 sides, because it's going to be like a log roll, right? And so you're going to want to just roll it along your grill and lightly sear it so it's rare on the inside but looks cooked medium on the outside. And then pull
it
off.
So the outside will turn white, the inside still pink. The
outside will be brown. And then get some salad greens, some green onions for a nice little display around it, and cut them into whatever thickness of steak you want, but typically about 3/4 to 1 1/4 inch steaks, and then lay them out in a nice fashion so they kind of feather out, and then put your green onions over top and put some whatever you like, maybe parsley around them, a little chopped endive or something like that around them, and then you drizzle a little balsamic on it, and or your soy, whatever you're doing it with,
right?
And do a reduction on the rest of that marinade and drizzle that on it. And if you have a little wasabi, that's great. If you have some kimchi or something like that on the side, it works out really well. If you like Asian food, and most people anymore do,
right?
Because we've all been indoctrinated or had the chance to have it,
right?
Like I have, and you'll blow your guests away.
Right.
That's a beautiful thing to serve.
Speaking of being indoctrinated, coming up next, we got T. Gidd from Lafayette, Louisiana. He's going to tell you all about your bass. Stick with it. We'll be back. Smile. Your country must be countrywide. And every state, there's a station playing Cash, Hank, Willie, and Wade.